Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
About 4 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, well, I usually say luckily, but unluckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I have been all of this time using that Wi-Fi to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon.
Marty Markowitz was a success. He had an Ivy League diploma, a law degree, his own business, and plenty of money. But when he hit 38, he found himself feeling seriously overwhelmed.
Alexander the Great was the first person to put his portrait on coin. He was a special case, though. People essentially worshipped him as divine because he conquered much of Greece, Turkey, the Middle East, Egypt, Iran, and Afghanistan.
On the way today, samples from Hello from the Magic Tavern, The Shrink Next Door, and UC Classics' Ancient World. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Sometimes the real world can be real boring, and all you want from a podcast is an escape from that everyday reality. Well, our first podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern, has just what you're looking for. When comedian Arnie Niekamp fell into a magical dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago, he emerged in the mystical realm of Foon. Thankfully, he still gets a weak Wi-Fi signal, so he hosts a weekly podcast from the Vermilion Minotaur Tavern, where he interviews monsters, wizards, and adventurers. In this totally unscripted, completely hilarious podcast, you'll hear harrowing tales of dragons and knights alongside hysterical tales of magical blunders and heroic misadventures. With a rotating cast of famous and talented guests and a few magical mainstays, Hello from the Magic Tavern brings the fantasy world to life like never before, guaranteed to have you in whatever the medieval version of Stitches are. In this clip from the final episode of the second season of Hello from Magic Tavern, Arnie is joined by his two regular co-hosts, Chunt the Badger and Usidor the Wizard, along with a few other dastardly ill-intentioned guests. This week's clip, they're discussing the Earth's impending destruction at the hands of the famed Foonish villain Baron Ragoon.
Say it. Nope. All right. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, oh no, you have picked the wrong week to tune in. But still, you know, I'm such a professional that I really have to do some table setting because, you know what? That's what you do on a podcast. About 4 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, well, I usually say luckily, but unluckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. And I have been all of this time using that Wi-Fi to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. Thinking I was doing it for good, and also, let's be fair, to kind of like up my own social media cred. But little did I know that I'm about to be hoisted on my own podcast. Is that how the expression goes? Anyway, I am joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud. I'm very sorry still that your husband died at your wedding, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Thank you. You don't have to say that every time you introduce me now.
What is the time frame? Like, after someone's husband explodes during consummating their wedding, what's, like, the grace period of having to introduce you as that?
Yeah. I don't know if there's an exact number. I'd say 17 days, but I don't. That's just a ballpark figure.
Yeah.
It's either 3 or 4 weeks. I can't remember.
It's hard to keep track. Maybe a listener at home could send in a spreadsheet or something.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could... crunch the numbers.
And I'm also joined, as always, by Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor. Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos.
Yusin, are you all right?
Yes, of
course. Cough blood into that rag.
I'm covered in these chains, these mystical chains that mute my powers and make me unable to cast magical spells and make magical potions. I'm a diminished wizard once again.
A dizzard.
Total dizzard.
I don't care for that, but it's all right.
And, I guess our guest this week is Baron Ragoon, who, you know, I gotta give it to you. You did totally turn the tables on us, recaptured Hogface, and now you're gonna use this podcast to destroy all of Earth.
That's correct. I just want to say to everyone on this special episode, goodbye from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, he's been sitting on that. Motherfucker.
I should have started with that. Although I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So.
People of Earth, if you can hear me now, get into your rocket ships and fly away from Earth as fast as you can, just as Arnie promised me you could. Escape! Now is your only opportunity.
Or walk and pop away.
Oh, yeah, you could walk and pop. That's a good chunt. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
A sample of Hello from the Magic Tavern with Arnie Niekamp. You can check out all the past episodes from Hello from the Magic Tavern on WVXU's Podcast Central, and look out for Season 3 coming the third week in July. Sometimes the people we trust to help us the most end up being our downfall. Surgeons, doctors, therapists, all are sworn to heal the sick, the vulnerable, and the weak. But what happens when they betray our trust? This is the story of The Shrink Next Door, a new podcast from Wondery. It's the story of power and control, of manipulation, and of turning to the wrong person for help for more than 25 years. It's the story of Marty Markowitz, a New York State senator who fell under the spell of Dr. Ike Hirschkopf, a manipulative and selfish psychotherapist who used Marty for his own personal gain. The Shrink Next Door tells the story of star-studded parties, fraud, and betrayal so crazy that they have to hear it to believe it. Here's a sample for you from the first episode called Welcome to the Neighborhood. The episode introduces Marty and the tumultuous world of therapy for the Manhattan rich and famous. Here you'll hear about the first of many meetings between Marty and Dr. Ike, as told by Marty himself.
By any measure, Marty Markowitz was a success. He had an Ivy League diploma, a law degree, his own business, and plenty of money. But when he hit 38, he found himself feeling seriously overwhelmed. His rabbi recommended a therapist he knew, who had an office on Manhattan's East Side.
I go into his office, which was, you know, a modestly furnished office with a desk and a chair and a couch.
The therapist's name was Dr. Isaac Hirschkopf, but he told Marty to call him Ike. He was a young, handsome man with a round face, a close-cropped beard, and curly black hair. He was dressed casually in an open-collar shirt and shorts.
I sat down right across from him, and we looked at each other, and he said, okay, why are you here?
Marty had seen a therapist before, the kind who would listen while you lay down on the couch and talk about your dreams. This therapist was different.
His modus operandi was basically, I'm your pal, tell me what's bothering you, and let's take it from there.
Marty spent the whole session laying out his problems. He told Ike how his father and mother had recently died, how he'd inherited the family business, how he was having a hard time dealing with his new responsibilities. When he'd finished, Marty says Ike looked at him and said,
I'm going to take you on as a patient. And I said, okay, nice.
Not only was Ike taking him on as a patient, but he made Marty a promise.
He said, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. I was overwhelmed. And to have someone say to me, don't worry, calm down, this is nothing to get upset about, we're going to straighten everything out, and we're going to do it fast. Very comforting to me.
Marty wrote him a check.
I think it was for $160, something like that, back in the day.
It was June 1981. Marty had come to Ike because he needed help. But if he had known what his new therapist had in store for him, he probably would have walked out the door and never come back.
A snippet from The Shrink Next Door, the new podcast from Wondery. Check out the nearly unbelievable tale of therapy gone very wrong on The Shrink Next Door, newly available on WVXU's Podcast Central. This week's featured local podcast comes to you straight from the Classics Department at the University of Cincinnati. They've teamed up to bring you a great podcast series called Ancient World. And if you've ever wondered what life was really like in ancient Greece and Rome, the people at UC Classics Ancient World have all the answers you could ever want. From interviews with expert anthropologists and historians to deep dives into the daily life of the average Athenian, Ancient World brings you life to societies and cultures whose influence can still be seen today, like in our own city's name. Produced by both faculty and graduate students in UC's Department of Classics, Ancient World explores the compelling stories of the lives of people living in the ancient Mediterranean. Here's a sample for you to chew on for the episode of Ancient World exploring the economic and monetary systems of Greece and Rome. It's recorded live on site in Greece with historian David Schwei and archaeologist Chris Cloak talking about the coins they found during excavation. They detail everything from how the coins were made to the spending habits of citizens during times of economic downturn.
Many cities minted coins with images of gods and goddesses that were important to them. Zeus and his eagle were on the coins of Olympia, where they held the Olympic Games every 4 years in his honor. Some other cities, though, like Syracuse, which was a Greek colony on the island of Sicily, would label their coins with the name of the city.
Now, the Romans eventually did, but did Greeks ever put a portrait of a person on their coins?
Alexander the Great was the first person to put his portrait on a coin. He was a special case, though. People essentially worshipped him as divine because he conquered much of Greece, Turkey, the Middle East, Egypt, Iran, and Afghanistan.
Okay, so you said Alexander was the first person to do this. So who else did it after him?
Although Alexander took over such an extensive territory, he had no heir when he died in 323 BC, so his generals fought over his massive kingdom. For a while, the generals left Alexander's portrait on the coins because he was so popular and so well known, and because the coins he produced while he was still alive were used all over. This made good sense. Eventually, though, they placed their own portraits on their coins. In time, this practice made it to Rome, where Julius Caesar and the emperors, starting with Augustus, put their portraits on coins. Even now, the portrait of Elizabeth II, the Queen of England, is on the coins of England, Canada, and other countries that used to be in the British Empire. So it's something that's been standard for over 2,000 years now.
You mentioned that Alexander's successors used his image on their coins. Could these coins then be used anywhere throughout the parts of the world he'd conquered?
Not exactly, because the value of coins in the ancient world was determined by how much gold or silver was in them. During Alexander's life, his coins were accepted throughout his empire because they all had the same amount of silver. It was kind of like the euro today. After Alexander died, Ptolemy I, his general who controlled Egypt, stopped putting as much silver in his coins. His coins cannot be used outside of Egypt because everybody knew they were of a lesser quality. If you wanted to take this money outside of Egypt, you had to exchange it for a local currency somewhere else.
So people could only spend money in a particular city if their coins weighed the same as the local money?
That's correct.
But how do they know a coin weighed the right amount?
Shopkeepers could weigh the coins or cut into them to make sure they were made only of silver. A lot of the time we find ancient coins which have been punched or cut by someone checking to see if they were authentic and made of good quality metal. The images on the coins also helped. Athenian coins had a portrait of Athena and an owl, so any other coins minted with these images were meant to weigh the same as a coin from Athens.
A sample of the podcast Ancient World from the UC Classics Department. Learn more about the present by understanding the past with the help of Ancient World, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Time now to look at the Apple Podcast Gallery to see what podcasts are hot all around the fruited plain. We begin with this look from iTunesCharts.net. While Man in the Window, the podcast about the Golden State Killer, continues its chart-topping trip, spending another week at the number one position, a new podcast called 22 Hours, An American Nightmare, just debuted and is creeping up to number one. Podcast is from a radio station in Washington, D.C. WTOP Radio produced this thriller about a D.C. power couple. It's a nod to the hours that convicted killer Darren Wendt kept his victims hostage before murdering them inside their own home. We learn from the family's longtime housekeeper how she believes the killer entered the Savopoulos house before killing everyone inside. 22 Hours, An American Nightmare, For more information, be sure to check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page.
Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.